This is Louis Navalier. It's Friday, January 26th. Okay, there's a couple things going on I probably should address. You probably noticed that Tesla sold off because it missed analyst estimates. It also would not provide this year's sales guidance because there's a lot of uncertainty out there. Elon Musk cited the interest rate environment as one. And the other thing that's really overhanging Tesla is Elon Musk is demanding 25% ownership. So he wants the board to give him some new stock grants and or create a new class of shares. So there's a fear that Elon Musk might not be supporting Tesla as much in the future. They do have a city car coming. It's called their Redwood car, or Project Redwood, and it's supposed to have revolutionary manufacturing technology, which probably means it's one big piece stamp because they're gigapress stuff. But that car's not out yet, so that's unfortunate. And what's really happened to Tesla is they've hit a wall competing with China. China does make cheaper EVs. They use predominantly LFP batteries. Those are iron phosphate batteries. They're cheaper. And so in all over Asia and in Europe, they are competing with these Chinese EVs. And there's a growing fear that China will dominate the EV business, and that whether that's right or wrong, we'll see. My big long-term winner for EVs is going to be Volkswagen. One reason is battery technology. They've invested heavily in batteries. Gotion is one of the companies they've invested in. They make an LFP battery with manganese. It has the same energy density as lithium ion. You can charge it 100%, works great in cold climates, and when you crash the car, it doesn't catch on fire. So the Gotion's batteries are ideal for Volkswagen city cars. They have brands like Skoda and Seat in Europe. Those are their city cars. And of course, they have some Volkswagen cars as well. So that is one reason I like Volkswagen. Another is, of course, they've invested in QuantumScape. That's a solid-state battery company. And they're making some progress. Volkswagen has made them redesign the battery packs and things. But it looks like QuantumScape's making some progress. So in the EV world, you're going to have LFP for the city cars, lithium ion for the premium brands, you know, Audi, Porsche, the more expensive Teslas, and then, of course, a solid state for the luxury cars. That would be things like Porsche, Bentley, Lamborghini, things like that. So it's going to be interesting to see how it all unfolds, but Volkswagen is my predicted big winner in the EV race. And by the way, if it trends away from EVs and sticks with hybrids and internal combustion vehicles, Volkswagen still wins. Their sales were up sharply last year. So that is the big winner, in my opinion. And they already dominate Europe. Okay, so that's my Tesla comments. We own Tesla for some clients because they want us to own it. We are not recommending it. And we are not recommending Gotion or QuantumScape. We do not own it in any client accounts, just so you know. I only buy things when they earn money, but I'll keep an eye on things. The other comment I have is one of our LNG stocks, Dorian, which is LPG, is down today because, there was one analyst that did downgrade it slightly, but the real reason it's down is the Biden administration basically suspended new LNG plants for further review. And, folks, I got to tell you, this is the stupidest thing ever, okay? What it is if you don't use natural gas, and if they can't find a market for it, it gets burnt. That's why when you fly over North Dakota, it's so bright, because they're flaring natural gas. There's no pipeline to put it in, okay? So the U.S. is the Saudi Arabia of natural gas. When you produce crude oil, you're going to get natural gas as a byproduct. If you can't find a market for it, they flare it. So by suspending the LNG ports, so they want to add a whole bunch of new ports, mostly in Louisiana and Texas, they are essentially going to cause more natural gas flaring. So there's all these environmental comments about what the Biden administration is doing, and and I'll just quote President Biden. He said, quote unquote, "The pause on new LNG approvals sees the climate crisis for what it is, the existential threat of our time. So again, I don't get it. I can't fix stupid, folks. Also, it's politically very stupid too, because when you do this, you are alienating not only Texas, Louisiana, which are red states anyway. You are alienating Ohio, which has been red lately, and Pennsylvania, which is a big swing state for President Biden. So I think the election is over. President Biden can't not get elected unless he wins Pennsylvania, and he just did a number on him. And so I find this to be shocking. So anyway, LNG is a big deal. The U.S. is exporting like crazy. You know, the blockage in the Red Sea is helping LNG exports from the U.S. because we don't go through the Red Sea. And this is a booming business, and it should continue to boom. But the Biden administration is anti-natural gas, and that is a shame, okay? That's the cleanest burning fossil fuel out there. You know, the coal consumption keeps rising because they use it in emerging market economies. And if you want them to get away from coal, you got to have the natural gas supply. So again, I'm very upset with this decision today, and I just think President Biden just effectively lost the election. Okay, there's a couple other things going on. You might notice that crude oil prices are up 6% this month. Some of that's the low inventories. They are running 4% below a year ago. They've been declining every week in the last 5 weeks. Some of it is the blockage in the Red Sea, the diversion. And, of course, some of it, China just stimulated their economy, their stock market a bunch of money thrown at it, plus lowering the bank reserve requirement. So and then the U.S. reports strongly expected economic growth of 3.3 in the fourth quarter. Now, that was a preliminary estimate. That's going to get revised. So the main thing I want to stress is it's every stock for itself. So you can see that stocks that guide higher or beat are rewarded. Stocks that do not guide higher or beat are being shot. And Tesla's just an example of, they'll even shoot the big stocks in the indices. So, it's going to be every stock for itself. And, I'm looking at my stocks right now. They look pretty good. I got a lot of green on my screen. I've got a lot of positive analyst revisions. That makes me feel even better. Because when analysts are revising their estimates higher, it usually precedes an earnings surprise. So folks, I want you to enjoy this earnings season. It's going to be wonderful. And so hang on. Enjoy the ride. This is Louis Navelier, and I'll update the podcast next week as the economic news unfolds. Take care.